because the intersection of big data, connectivity, and artificial intelligence, and what it does in robotics and genetics and all the other fields, Uli, that you mentioned, everything, that is changing our world in rapid, rapid succession. And the future belongs to those who can seize this change. We are positioned right at the cusp of this change, right at the center of this change. We can take it, and we are. It's changing us. It's giving us powers and prowess that we never had before. And cyber is a real domain of power.
It's a new kind of warfare, very different from what we've seen before. I'm talking about the capacity, and it's not imaginary, it's not futuristic, and it's not exaggerated. With the click of a button, you can bring down nations to their knees very rapidly, if you so desire.
Scott, that's Jay, Wildfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 392. Are you ready for war? For SEAL 4, and how does Trump's land grab fit biblical prophecy? We're going to go over the news, and then we're going to tie this into biblical prophecy in the end. And if you're not saved, subscribe. All of what you're seeing has been prophesized, and we are to not fear what is coming, my friends. The only thing we're to fear is the Lord. But before we go there, what I want to do is add to Final Days Report episode 391, because this just keeps on getting more wild. So we actually did a podcast, Final Days Report 391 at sjwellfire.com, called 10 PSYOP Objectives of the CAR False Flag Attacks. And they have so many markers as being a false flag operation. And actually, I added one during the podcast. It just dawned on me that I did not write up. So here's the 12th PSYOP objective. And again, you can just see this playbook. Thesis, car terrorism. Antithesis will basically promote anti-terror car measures everywhere. And then synthesis, destroy freedom, consolidate power. They don't want you to be allowed to travel, right? And so I'm going to play a video from Mainstream News from Lester that talks about how one of the terrorists used artificial intelligence for his planning. So you know where this is going. AI will be the big brother, will be all-knowing, will biohack you, of course, where you can hook up and be part of this hive mind. You'll be able to have everything that Google knows. You'll be able to know yourself. That's where it's headed. But it's also going to measure every blade of grass with all the different nanotech that they're spraying everywhere, putting in our food. Every blade of grass will have a node to it. It'll be all knowing. It's a great copycat. Lucifer wants to copy. He wants to copy God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost, period. That's where this is all headed, my friends. But listen to Lester talk about how the terrorist used AI to make his plans come real. And then I'm not going to play it, but they also talk about how Muslim terrorists are using the same technology. So they gave us this technology, people are using it, and then it's probably going to be allowed to spy on you. Watch for different laws, my friends. Let's roll it.
The latest on the cyber truck explosion in Las Vegas. Police providing stunning new details about the special ops soldier who blew himself up and the artificial intelligence they say he used to plan the attack. Tom Winter is here. And Tom, a top police official, calling AI in this case a game changer.
Well, that's right, Lester. The potential use of AI by criminals and terrorists in planning violent incidents has been one of the most talked about emerging problems by law enforcement officials coast to coast over the past year. Officials in Las Vegas say Matthew Livelsberger used ChatGPT to conduct searches about laws and what he would need to use to set off explosive powder. Specifically, they say he asked ChatGPT the amount of explosives he would need, how and where to buy the fireworks for his explosive, and if he was to use a firearm to set off the explosive, what speed a bullet would need to travel to get a specific powder to explode. He also asked AI how he could avoid detection. Police in Las Vegas believe this is the first large-scale incident planned with...
I have seen videos where they slow down that explosion, and it is hard to see anybody in that car. We need some internet sleuths to figure that out. So what's going on here, my friends? Do me a favor. If you're not aware of the Satanic Trinity, go to SJ Wellfire and do that search, because AI is that fake little god said by them. All right, let's get into the podcast. The MAGA New World Order map. Folks, Trump is doing the bidding of his handlers. Club of Rome. Ten King map that we've covered before. Bilderberg map. CFR map. This is part of the New World Order agenda. And merging with Canada and Greenland is going to reduce your sovereignty. Think of the EU, the unelected officials of the European Union. It's a disaster. It's a train wreck. I studied for my MBA in Ireland, and the amount of red tape, it was wicked. And that was years ago, absolute years ago. So I'm not buying any of this, but I just want to play the video. Many of you have probably seen it, where he said he's going to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. It sounds great. Sounds sexy, right? Let's drill. Let's do certain things, but it's aggressive. This is aggressive, my friends. And at the end of the day, it's going to reduce your sovereignty as a citizen. They'll probably come out with a North American currency because the US dollar is going to collapse. This fits the crypto plan on the blockchain that screams Mark of the Beast money system to central bank digital currencies, or Microsoft's 06 patent 666 for cryptocurrency, measuring you under the skin for doing said tasks. It's an abomination, my friends, but let's play it if you haven't heard it.
But no, something's going to have to be done. Same thing with Mexico. We have a massive deficit with Mexico, and we help Mexico a lot. They're essentially run by the cartels, and can't let that happen.
Now, that is funny. Mexico run by the cartels. Folks, United States runs the drugs as well that we've talked about. If you're not aware, the United States runs the drugs. Search on an alternative search engine, the Clinton Chronicles, with the Bush family and the Clintons setting up banks. We run the drugs. Catherine Austin Fitz researched some of her work. I remember, before I was even awake, I remember reading an article about how in Vietnam, they were putting heroin in dead GIs' caskets, flying them back. I wasn't even awake. We've talked about Afghanistan and the drug running. So don't fool yourself. Then it was confirmed to me, my professional background was marketing, and I would manage small business units for Fortune 100 companies, run $100 million to $200 million in sales. That was small for some of these Fortune 100 companies. And I would meet restaurant chains, when I'm saying chains, like regional chains, 10, 12, 15 units. And they told me that they would launder drug money, and at the top, CIA runs the drugs. I was shocked. I didn't believe it back then. Then I became awake in 2007 and 8, right around that time frame. But again, laughable, laughable.
Happen. Mexico's really in trouble, a lot of trouble. Very dangerous place. And we're going to be announcing at a future date pretty soon. We're going to change, because we do most of the work there and it's ours. We're going to be changing, sort of the opposite of Biden, where he's closing everything up, essentially getting rid of $50 to $60 trillion worth of assets. We're going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, which has a beautiful ring that covers a lot of territory. The Gulf of America, what a beautiful name. And it's appropriate. It's appropriate. And Mexico has to stop allowing millions of people to pour into our country. They can stop them.
They could stop them, and we could stop them. Don't be fooled. This reminds me of the podcast that got me kicked off TikTok, where there was a gentleman who owns a company, very successful CEO type. He owns a company where he'll go and help hospitals out, for example, during hurricanes. So he'll set them up with power and security. And so he basically has a risk management type company, and he was being interviewed by Mike Adams talking about how a company had him film on the Texas-Mexican border, and he said he saw 1,000 Chinese military-age men walking in a straight line, military style, invading this country. We're being invaded, and it's allowed to happen. check out Kissinger's War on sjwellfire.com. I cover a dream that I had about this, and sure enough, it's happening. So United States is being invaded by Russia, China, and other terrorists, and we know where they are. It's all allowed to happen. Think of the spy balloons, right? The green lasers on Maui right before it all happened. This is a playbook. This is a new world order agenda. Now, we know Trump said he won't rule out using the U.S. military to control Panama Canal or Greenland. All of this reminds me of World War III, right? So after Trump posted the remarks, the president of Panama denied allegations of Chinese control over the canal. China does not control or administer the canal. When it comes to our canal and our sovereignty, we will all unite under the Panama flag, from Newsweek. But the big picture of all of this is Trump and Greenland and Canada is the New World Order map. This is the 10 kings, potentially, of the Book of Revelation that we'll dive deep into. So during Trump's first term, he actually urged his aides to explore ways to purchase Greenland. I did not know that. Right, it's a semi-autonomous territory, and I think Denmark is part of this. But supposedly, as the Arctic ice melts, there'll be shipping lanes as a reason, and also all the different mining of minerals like copper, lithium, nickel, and cobalt used for those deep state cars that are electric. Not buying any of it. This is part of that New World Order map, Club of Rome map for the one world government. And again, I'm going back to the EU, the unelected EU. If all of a sudden we merge with Canada and Greenland, your sovereignty in the United States is going to be destroyed. Your currency is going to be destroyed. How are they going to be able to execute this so all parties are happy? It is a playbook. Trump might come in and put massive tariffs on Canada to take them down. So it could be by bullet or it could be by tariffs. We will see, my friends. I think this land grab might prompt World War III. Now, the other part for World War III, another ignition point besides all of them that we've already covered within this news ministry, is Israel. And Trump's words about the hostages, you should be alarmed, because we've covered how Israel stood down with this attack. Foundays Report episode 285, and probably three or four others as well that we've covered. The Economist magazine, owned by supposedly the Rothschilds that supposedly own the Federal Reserve Bank, the private bank, where they're showing Hamas in gliders. I mean, you can't make this up, this predictive programming. It's part of the art of the reveal. So the karma, the blood doesn't fall back on their head. But I just pray against it, that this wickedness is exposed and people aren't buying this, my friends. So it was a stand down, right? They took the guns away from people, from different settlers, Israeli settlers, so they couldn't defend themselves. They magically didn't show up when the fence was breached, when a bunch of IDF soldiers said if a pigeon or a cat was on the fence, they actually would have a response with jeeps in 5 minutes. Helicopters didn't go up. Even our famous rabbi said this was a false flag with his contacts. So don't buy this, my friends. And then you look at pictures of Gaza. It's decimated. And a certain percent of Gazans are Christians. We need to pray everybody gets saved, my friends, in peace. But I think we're living in definitely the end of days. But listen to Trump. You're going to allow your sons and daughters to die for this nonsense? If you're a Christian Zionist, run from it. Because I don't think it's biblical.
All hell will be paid. All hell must be paid if they don't release the hostages.
Do I have to define it for you? Look, all hell will break out. If those hostages aren't back, I don't want to hurt your negotiation. If they're not back by the time I get into office, all hell will break out in the Middle East. And it will not be good for Hamas, and it will not be good, frankly, for anyone. All hell will break out. I don't have to say anymore, but that's what it is. And they should have given them back a long time. They should have never taken them. There should have never been the attack of October 7th. People forget that. But there was, and many people are killed. They're no longer hostages. I have people from Israel and others calling, begging me to get, you know, we had also people there from the United States, just so you know. They're holding some so-called hostages from the U.S. But I've had mothers come to me and fathers crying, Can I get the body of their son back? Can I get the body of their daughter back? That beautiful girl where they threw her in the car, pulled her by her ponytail and threw her in the car like she was a sack of potatoes. I said, what happened to her? Sir, she's dead. Like a 19, 20-year-old beautiful girl. And the way they treated her. And I just say it this very simply. Steve's got a job to do. He's a great guy, great negotiator, great person. They respect him over there already. It's what we needed over there. We have people that know everything about the Middle East, but they can't speak properly. They don't know. He's a great negotiator. That's what I needed. I could have sent that gentleman right over there, Hussein. He's a great negotiator. There are people. They're rare. Great negotiators are very rare, like a great surgeon. But we have the right person. But I tell this, I don't want to hurt the negotiation. If the deal isn't done before I take office, which is now going to be 2 weeks, all hell will break out in the Middle East.
Okay? Thank you, Mr.
Thank
President.
You've done a great job.
Thank you.
Search USS Liberty on Rumble from True News. Do not get caught up in false flags to go to war. No way. Now, we call out Trump for his evil and being hoodwinked. I thought this was interesting. He posted this journalist on how Obama told the CIA to bring down Syria. And it's just interesting because this journalist rips on Netanyahu personally. I think Trump is compromised by the Epstein honey traps. I've talked about this before. There was an interview, and I'm quoting True News again, where they had this woman that was associated with Epstein at the mansion, and she said every room in the Epstein mansion that wasn't even his, it was given to him, had a camera in it. And she said Trump was there all the time. And she recalled within the interview, Trump walked in, there was a young woman there, and the woman did not know if she was underage or not, but she said she looked young. And Epstein told Trump, she is not for you. And so we know Trump likes his women. Do they have dirt on him? And is this way of Trump saying, Netanyahu, I'm not controlled by you? Because we're going to dive deep into scripture on what happens with the false prophet and the beast. They turn ultimately on the woman. Woman, in the book of Revelation, our ministry thinks that that is Israel. We'll prove it out. Stick with this podcast. And the other thing with Trump that I find hilarious, sad, is remember Trump said during his first administration about stealing Syria's oil? It's like, what a pirate. What a pirate. Let's roll this.
The war in Syria, and you may actually hear from grown-up reporters who are lying through their teeth or ignorant beyond imagining that, oh, the war in Syria, yes, Russia intervened in Syria. Well, do you know that that Obama tasked the CIA to overthrow the Syrian government starting 4 years before Russia intervened? What kind of nonsense is that? And how many times did the New York Times report on Operation Timber Sycamore, which was the presidential order to the CIA to overthrow Bashar al-Assad? 3 times in 10 years. This is not democracy. This is a game. And it's a game of narrative. Why did the U.S. invade Iraq in 2003? Well, first of all, it was completely phony pretenses. It wasn't, oh, we were so wrong, they didn't have weapons of mass destruction. They actually did focus groups in the fall of 2002 to find out what would sell that war to the American people. Abe Schulsky, if you want to know the name of the PR genius. They did focus groups on the war. They wanted the war all the time. They had to figure out how to sell the war to the American people, how to scare the shit out of the American people. It was a phony war. Where did that war come from? You know what? It's quite surprising. That war came from Netanyahu, actually. You know that? It's weird. And the way it is that Netanyahu had from 1995 onward the theory that the only way we're going to get rid of Hamas and Hezbollah is by toppling the governments that support them. That's Iraq, Syria, and Iran. And the guy's nothing if not obsessive. And he's still trying to get us to fight Iran this day, this week. He's a deep, dark son of a bitch, sorry to tell you. Because he's gotten us into endless wars, and because of the power of all of this in the U.S. politics, he's gotten his way. But that war was totally phony. So what is this democracy versus dictatorship? Come on. These are not even sensible terms.
So why do you think Trump posted that? Because you need to think about it. Trump actually went to the Chabad Lubavitch gravesite of Sneerson and Prey, just like the president of Argentina. The woman runs the kings of the earth. We'll get into the scripture. So how does all of this land grab fit Bible prophecy? And again, if you're not saved, listen to this, because it's all spelled out. So Final Days Report episode 383, we did merging of Canada and the United States, and I should have said Greenland. And the right and left were both pushing this New World Order map. We're dealing, in my humble opinion, with shills. But we need to pray. We need to pray for Trump, because he is a strong leader. He does have charisma. I pray he has a Saul to Paul moment that God shakes him, because I'm not buying it. I had a dream, and this is an end of days news ministry. I had to have multiple dreams that had come true. I had a dream. He was with all these Western leaders getting a script from Lucifer. And I started diving deep into his actions. And I'm like, man, we need to cut through how they are building this guy up. They're persecuting him and persecuting him and persecuting him. And then he always gets out of it. And some of these assassination attempts, folks, go back on our podcast and check out those assassination attempts. Something doesn't pass the sniff test, my friends. All right. So let's read. Trump and Musk celebrate after Justin Trudeau steps down as the Canadian prime minister. So it just recently happened in InfoWars. I don't really follow InfoWars, but once in a while it comes over my feed. They covered how Trudeau might be having some issues with an underage girl, that there were some non-disclosures and some money given, and that's what they were reporting on. Was Trudeau honey-trapped? And again, I think Trudeau is a total communist, right? He just screams evil when you look in his eyes. But what's the big play here, my friends? The big play is this North American union that will destroy, will hamper the U.S. sovereignty. It's a playbook. And it's biblical. Let's read Revelation 17, verses 12 through 14, King James Version, as always. And the 10 horns, which thou sawest, are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. And if you follow my ministry, I didn't say, thus says the Lord, of course, but like something is nagging at me that the 10 kings might just be tech companies, because Klaus Schwab said the final world government will be like Google 3.0. And Elon Musk, we've shown, has more power than most countries. Think about Bill Gates. Think about Amazon. So I'm still keeping that in my back pocket, but there'll probably be a region of 10 kings as well. And some listeners actually send me the 10 kings linked to the EU, which I find fascinating as well. So we got to keep our eyes on all of it. Let's continue reading. These have one mind. That just reminds me of one hive mind. One world government. These have one mind, artificial intelligence, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, Christ, and the Lamb shall overcome them. Christ shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords, King of kings, and they that are with him are called. That's us, my friends, if you're a Christian, and chosen and faithful. Now, when I'm looking at this map and I'm thinking about the Deagle Report, right? We've covered the Deagle Report. Go to sjwildfire.com, search Deagle Report if you have no clue about it. But ultimately, between 70 and 80% of the population is going to be gone, according to the Deagle Report, which has nefarious ties to the military-industrial complex. And it just, all of this reminds me of Trump's land grab with Canada and trying to merge with Greenland, or trying to, the land grab with Greenland and merging with Canada. This just reminds me of SEAL 4, because some presidents, and my understanding is the French president, Macron, basically gave a stern warning to Trump, you're not going to take over Greenland. But let's read SEAL 4. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him, and the power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, war, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. Now, the beast of the earth, I think it potentially could be animals that are mind controlled with these optogenetics that we've proven in our ministry, humans as well, 5G, 6G towers, people going crazy, controlled. Look up the mouse with optogenetics so they could control it to kill. And then also the beast of this earth could mean the robots that Elon is launching. It's just fascinating, right? And so what I was doing, thinking about the Deagle report, and then we're going to tie this to scripture as well, about 25% of the earth. So I said, what represents the EU, Europe, Canada, USA, South Korea, Israel, Japan, and Australia, the countries really that are hit by the Deagle report, what percent of land mass is that? It's 25%. Pretty crazy, right? Let's continue reading. Revelation 17, verse 16, King James Version as always. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Now, what's interesting is the false prophet is able to bring fire down from heaven. And some scholars think the whore is separate from the woman and vice versa. Now, if the whore is the woman that sits on seven hells, then it's a fascinating study in the sense that the Antichrist and false prophet and the 10 kings and Zechariah will go, all the armies of the world will go after Jerusalem in Zechariah. So the jigsaw puzzle starts to come together. But the false prophet will bring fire down on to the whore, because the 10 kings will hate the whore. Let's read. And he, this is basically the false prophet, exercises all power of the first beast, the Antichrist, before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And I think this beast will come out, this Antichrist will come out as a hologram. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. So they're going to burn the whore. How do you burn the whore? Well, potentially with Starlink. But this just reminds me, I'm going to play this video of Elon. If you can recall, Elon was getting persecuted by the press for not doing censorship on X with people protesting the genocide in Gaza, and probably other things as well. So Elon Musk visits Auschwitz after an uproar over anti-Semitic messages on X. And I just want to play this video. It seems like Elon was forced to do this by the controllers. I mean, what are you saying? It's almost like he was, I know he was embarrassed by this. It's my personal point of view. Because it was so fast. It was almost like, dude, you need to come and visit Auschwitz. What do you say in the comments? So could the false prophet and the 10 kings, with the video I just played, if Trump is the Antichrist, if he shows up as a hologram, if he gets killed and shows up as a hologram, then that's your Antichrist. They hate the woman. They hate the controllers. The woman rides the beast. In the end of days, when you're riding a beast, what can happen with the beast? It can knock you off. See how this is playing together, my friends? Let's roll it.
Here tonight, I was divided into smaller sectors. So I mentioned the story of a Czech family camp. There was a family camp for Sinti and Roma people here. Again, the Germans didn't want to separate them.
לנשמות שישה מיליוני אחינו בני ישראל אנשים, נשים, ילדים.
Elon, obviously, we walked Auschwitz. I said I hadn't been there before either. I first of all just wanted to get your thoughts on what it was like to walk Auschwitz and Birkenau today.
Well, I think it'll take a few days to sink in, frankly. As was mentioned, if there'd been social media, I think it would have been impossible to hide. And I must admit to being somewhat, frankly, naive about this. In the circles that I move, I see almost no anti-Semitism. It's difficult to get to perfect truth, and sometimes people have different interpretations of truth, but one...
Many scholars think the woman on Seven Hills is Rome. We need to keep our eyes on Rome, no doubt about it. But I think the woman of the Book of Revelation that runs the kings is Jerusalem. And especially with this AI beast system. I just saw a video where they said 5G, 6G was invented out of Israel, the fake Holy Ghost. I just read an article from Chabad Lupovich that AI is like the Tower of Babel. It's going to be another podcast. I mean, you can't make this up. This ministry, I think, is over the target, my friends. But let's read Revelation 11:8. Here's how I came to the conclusion about Jerusalem being the woman. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city. This is talking about the two witnesses, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. So the great city called Sodom and Egypt, where Jesus Christ was crucified, was not in Rome. It was in Jerusalem. And then in Revelation 17 is a must read and study. And the woman which thou sawest is the great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. So who is getting ruled over by? It's the woman, which is Jerusalem, that great city. You need to think about the Federal Reserve banks, right? All around the world. My understanding is every Federal Reserve bank around the world is owned, reportedly, by the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, except for Syria, Iran, and North Korea, and some speculate Russia as well. There's some debate on that. But let's continue reading, because the woman rides the beast, but will she get kicked off the beast? So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. You read the Talmud about Jesus Christ being in his own excrement. I mean, in Noahide laws that we always cover, I think Noahide laws that Trump has signed will get Christians beheaded. And here's where it gets fascinating. If you take the book, the Word of God, literally about seven hills, right? And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth, that sits on seven hills, from Revelation 17, verse 9, and here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are the seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. So you just go to Wikipedia, Jerusalem and Israel sits on seven hills. Mount. I mean, right? Mount Zion. It's right in front of you, my friends. Now, I'm not saying forget Rome, but we need to have an open eye, my friends. So again, I mentioned, does the woman get kicked off the beast? She's sitting upon it. She's riding it. Because you have to ask the question, what will cause all of the armies of the world to turn on Jerusalem? And then God will save a remnant. So God's not done with the Jews. Make no mistake of it, but many, many, many shall perish. Now, here's just another proof point that Jerusalem is the woman of the Book of Revelation. You know, we're going to throw away the Scofield Reference Bible and what they say, and just read the Word of God and use hermeneutics. Revelation 18, verses 24, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. So I found this interesting. We know that the Roman Empire and the Catholic Church have killed Christians, so we can't dismiss that. That's historical fact, but let's go to what Jesus said to the Pharisees, right? Matthew 23:29-37, King James Version, as always. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. This is Jesus talking to scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of righteous. And say, if he had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye in the future shall kill and crucify. That's a future statement. Some of them ye shall kill and crucify. And I'm going back to Revelation 18:24. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Let's continue reading. And some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues, right? Where are synagogues? And persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachias, whom ye shall slew between the temple and the altar. Verily, I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often I would have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. So right here we have Revelation saying blood of the prophets down to Matthew. Can't make it up. I've mentioned this before. It just kind of blows me away, the nuggets in the Word of God. And this isn't as strong, but I find it interesting as well about Jerusalem and letting the Bible define the Bible. But Revelation 17, verse 4, King James Version, as always. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Many people say this describes the Catholic Church. But what I find interesting here is in Revelation, they're missing the color blue. And when you go back to the temple and the old priests in the Old Testament, blue was there, right? If you read Exodus 26, verse 1, King James Version as always, moreover, thou shalt make the tabernacle with 10 curtains and fine twine linen and blue and purple and scarlet with cherubims of cunning work shalt thou make them. Exodus 36:35. And he made a veil of blue and purple and scarlet. You get the point. Blue is part of the Old Testament and the temple and the priests. So what does blue mean in the Bible? It's divine presence. Blue is often associated with the heavens of God's divine presence. For example, in Exodus 24:10, it describes the appearance of God of Israel with a pavement of sapphire stone, which is blue. And then also blue is associated with the law of commandments. Blue was used in the fringes of garments to remind the Israelites of God's commandments. Numbers 15:38-39. King James Version, as always, says, speak unto the children of Israel and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put on the fringe of the borders a ribband of blue, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them. Isn't that interesting? Who dismisses Christ? I'm just saying, my friends, the Bible is deep. You can learn something every day reading the Bible. It's alive. It's breathing. There's references to Jerusalem and Israel being a whore. Ezekiel 16 depicts Jerusalem as an unfaithful wife who turned away from God despite his care and blessings. You can read Ezekiel on the whore associations. So who really runs the world government with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication? And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. And the woman which thou sawest at the great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. On the premise that everything is an inversion, I found this fascinating. Let's read Revelation 7:15 about water. Because I'm really splitting hairs about the whore and the woman being two separate or the same, because I've actually researched both sides of it. But let's say the woman and the whore are the same. Let's read Revelation 17, 15. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Now, here's where I find it fascinating, is water represents the Holy Ghost. John 4, 13 and 14. So if 6G is the fake Holy Ghost, and AI is the fake God, all-knowing God, providing us entertainment, this system providing us entertainment and smut from Hollywood, our education system defiled, perversion, pornography, the water, this is the bad water that thou sawest sitteth our peoples and multitudes and nations. Think of the defilement of the whore using this fake content on television programming. Television programming. Right? It's interesting, my friends. And there came one of the seven angels which had seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. So the whore that sitteth on many waters, this content, this beast system, this evil spread through the fake waters, or the waters, prince and power of the air, is going to be taken out. It's going to be burned up. All right. All of that might be a lot, but I want to play this 60-minute interview again. Just think about everything that we just read. All of these fake companies that this guy's going to talk about. The stage. Think about who runs Hollywood. Who runs porn sites? A rabbi supposedly owns the number one porn site.
Well, obviously, they didn't know that they were buying it from Israel.
Who did they buy it from? Or think they were buying it from?
We have an incredible array of possibilities of creating foreign companies that have no way being traced back to Israel. Shell companies over shell companies who affect the supply chain to our favor. We create a pretend world. We are a global production company. We write the screenplay. We're the directors. We're the producers. We're the main actors. The world is our stage.
I was thinking about this. Freemasons basically say that their religion, worshiping Lucifer, comes from the Kabbalah. Flat out. Morals and Dogma. You can actually get that book. But I'm not going to read the Synagogue of Satan scripture. You can take a snapshot of this and do your homework, because I want to dive deep into Daniel and the players, the World War III players. And again, we've done a study on 257, but we need to revisit again, because this fits the 10 kings. This fits the land grab from Trump. I think you will see this. I think it's part of Seal 4 of what Daniel saw. So let's dive deep into it, brothers and sisters. All right, let's bring this home on how does this fit the 10 kings and Trump trying to acquire or take over Greenland and merge with Canada, this Club of Rome scam, the 10 kings. How does this fit biblical scripture? We need to look at Daniel 7 on what moves are going to happen next, because we know the Bible is 100% accurate with prophecy. And personally, I subscribe to the fact that Daniel 7 is really talking about a future power structure with kings. It's a future vision, because this is the key verse of Daniel 7 where it does not 100% follow Daniel 2 with Nebuchadnezzar's dream, right? Because of this verse, Daniel 7, verse 17, these great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. Because Daniel chapter 2, you have the golden head. That's an existing beast system. So this obviously has got to be talking about a future system, and it just lines up with where we are today. And a couple pastors brought this to my attention years ago. But let's read. And the four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse from one another. The first was like a lion, so many people think that's the UK, and had eagle's wings. United States came out of the UK. And I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second like a bear, Russia, right? Their logo. And it raised itself on one side, and it had three ribs. I remember hearing a pastor talk about the three ribs, and really had a sermon just about the three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it, and said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. For those of you that have been with me for a while, I've given the testimony that my mother's family on her dad's side was wiped out by Lenin, sent to Siberia, a Baptist preacher. Pretty wild history. Let's continue. And after this, I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard. So these are the beasts, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. I think the best explanation here is Germany, that then has morphed into the EU. But others suspect that this even might be a Middle Eastern arrangement as well. So keep your eyes open. And what's fascinating with Daniel 7 is then it does morph into that fourth beast system that is iron mixed with clay, and it morphs into the 10 kings. So let's continue. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast. So this fourth beast replicates Daniel 2. Dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth, and it devoured and break in pieces. In the end, God's going to break it in pieces and stamp the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse, right? Iron mixed with clay, graphene oxide mixed in you. The seeds of men will not cleave. It's a seed war as the days of Noah. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns. Going back to Revelation, 10 horns, these 10 Club of Rome regions. We're dealing with shills, in my humble opinion. We need to pray that they, our leaders, come to Christ. But you can't stop prophecy, and you can't fear any of this. And if you're not a Christian, you better get saved. You'll have so much peace in these wild times, it's hard to explain. But let's continue. And I considered the horns, and behold, there come up among them a little horn. So that's the Antichrist, with whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and mouth speaking great things. That reminds me of the hologram Antichrist in our ministry's point of view, right? The beast is going to die and come back. And I've gone over the dream I had in 2008 that I couldn't understand. But now it's this AI God of fake resurrection, you know, where I saw the Antichrist being hooked up, his brain being hooked up to some sort of big computer, probably a quantum computer, and showing up as a hologram. And we're moving into this AI God. Everything is a counterfeit, as I like to say. So you're either going to see war consolidation and or just subdued. It could be through tariffs. It could be through economic hardship. It could be through just trying to survive, that things come together and coalesce with the three horns underneath the Antichrist. Pretty fascinating. What do you say in the comments, my friends? And then it goes on to tell you what they already told you for better explanations. Let's read verse 23 of Daniel 7. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms and shall devour the whole earth. How do you devour the whole earth? With the nanotech that they're dumping on us, with the devil juices that they're giving us, with AI, with their beasts, their robots that they're coming up with, their drones, the all-seeing eye, right? And we saw a one-world government as well during the pandemic, at least with the Western nations, same exact speeches. And shall tread it down and break it in pieces. Let's continue verse 24. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, perfectly matching to this VCAS. Another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and shall subdue three kings. So we're going to see these players that we talked about, the lion, eagle's wings, leopard, bear, subduing. And it might be the leopard, lion, and the Eagles' wings. We'll see how this plays out. I had a dream. The reason why I'm doing this VCast is a quick dream. And this is an end of days news ministry. We believe old men will have dreams, right? As it says, young people have visions. I had a dream. It's probably my third one about Russia and the United States. I was across the street from where I grew up, cutting down a tree for firewood. And there were a bunch of us that were preparing for the winter, cutting down this big tree. And I was with a loved one who's 82 years old, way overweight. For some reason, she was out helping. We heard choppers coming. And I looked at her. I said, run. Russian choppers are coming. Run. And she can't run. But we had to try to hide. And then the dream ended. It was that quick. It just reminded me of the consolidation of the bear, lion, eagle, eagle's wing, which some think is America, and then the leopard. It's all biblical, my friends. Thank you for your support. God bless. We'll be right back.